Established in 2008, the Australian Writers Week is an annual celebration of contemporary Australian literature in China. By inviting some of the best Australian writers to the Middle Kingdom, the event focuses on promoting mutual understanding and sharing experiences of the two countries through literary exchange. This year's Writers Week is also no exception. Yet, according to Marie Ringland, Counselor of Public Affairs and Culture at Australian Embassy to China, compared with previous years, the 2016 edition has a different theme.
In the past, we've looked at different themes. We've had children's writers, we've had Asian Australian writers, but this year we went with award-winning. What we've got is Graham Bass, who's the rock star of the children's picture book world, who's going to be very exciting and has already generated a lot of engagement in other cities. We've got Robert Drew, who's a celebrated and prominent literary author. Then we have Claire Wright, who's a very well-known Australian historian and a great speaker on women's issues. Mm-hmm. And we have the Australian acclaimed children's author, Jane Godwin.
From March the 6th to March the 21st, four internationally recognized writers will take part in a series of book talks, workshops and panel discussions across China. Councillor Rainland also highlights that they hope to reach more Chinese readers, as many events will be held in universities, schools and public libraries.
It really reflects a wonderful network that we have of Australian study centres. We've been building these study centres over 30 years. Now we have 34 Australian study centres where they study Australian literature. And of course we want to be able to send our authors there to be able to engage with students. But beyond that too, we're also engaging local schools and libraries, trying more and more to reach a Chinese audience. But also a big difference from previous times, we're branching out to different cities. Mm-hmm. We're going to Xi'an for the first time and Jinan for the first time too.
Li Yao, who translated more than 30 Australian literary works to China, spoke highly of this annual literary festival. He hopes that the events could trigger people's interest in Australian literature, which rarely appear on Chinese readers' radar.
I think the event helps to promote Sino-Australian exchange in literature and publishing. It also helps Chinese people learn more about Australia. Compared with British or American literature, the culture, the landscape and lifestyle in Australian works really stand out, particularly in terms of Australian children's books and Indigenous literature.
Accordingly, beside Australian Writers' Week, there will be more cultural happenings on the horizon, including the Shanghai tour of Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and the launch of Louis Guest's new book on Chinese female artists. For Studio Plus, this is Liu Xiangwei.